Hey, everybody. Today we have more college conversations for you from Arizona State University with George Janko. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com, and come to America Fest. That's amfest.com, amfest.com. That is amfest.com, amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm very looking forward to being here. So I just wanted to ask a question. It's based on a hypothetical, if that's all right. So let's say, hypothetically, you had some kind of disease, and this disease could be very easily cured, and you have health insurance, you're a tax-paying citizen, you do everything right. Surely it's within your right to get that disease cured. Can you just say yes, just for the sake of clarity?
Yes, but will the disease go away in 9 months?
That's not a question. Just if you had a sickness,
I'm trying to play one step ahead of where you're trying to take this. But yes, of course, yeah.
Okay. Are you comparing a disease to a pregnant woman?
No, I've heard this before, but I'm not sure. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. And you'd probably agree that if a child had a disease, it would be within our rights to try and assist them. We don't want their children.
Yeah.
Exactly. So can you explain to me why a child who has been raped and is pregnant does not deserve an abortion?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, first and foremost, I have two ultrasounds. One of the ultrasounds is a baby that was conceived in rape. The other ultrasound is a baby that is from a loving relationship. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me which one is which?
I'm going to be fully honest. I do not know. Please inform me.
Well, you can't, because they're both human beings. There's actually someone in this audience here that was conceived in rape. Can you tell me which one it is?
I appreciate that you're actually looking around.
No, because you don't know, because human beings conceived in rape actually are equal human beings of people not. Yeah. So the point being is that it is not morally correct to murder a human being, regardless of the circumstances of how that baby was put into this world, despite how evil and horrific that it is.
Okay. I just also want to continue that I mean this in full sincerity. I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I genuinely think that the right to bear arms is brilliant, because if someone invades your home, if someone is threatening your life, surely you would want to vanquish them in order to protect your family. Is that fair?
Yeah, but a baby is not an invader of your home.
Even for a 12-year-old who will die in childbirth.
Well, hold on, that's a different question. So the question is, remember my answer, which you're referencing a Jubilee video, was that if.
I've never seen that video, but yes, of course.
Okay, but it's been let's just say, documented that my view on it. If the woman or the 12-year-old were to live, then the baby should be delivered. Now, mind you, that abortion is never medically necessary to save a mother's life, period. However, septogectomies are medically necessary, which are medical procedures to perform on a woman or a baby if the amniotic sac tears and the baby's head gets full of fluid, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to understand, if a 12-year-old's life is not in danger, you should try to save all lives involved. That's the position, is that you shouldn't try to eliminate the unborn baby, because that's still murder. And then let me ask you another question. In life, is it ever okay to do something evil after an evil?
I would say no. I would say that I'm a sort of I believe in the work of John Locke. I believe that all humans are born good. And so I believe that, you know, if you've read the book, The Oresteia, it's this Greek story where violence necessitates violence. Fighting and fighting don't lead us to anything. And do you know how that book ends? It ends with Athena, goddess of wisdom, bringing democracy to the people, letting every voice be heard. That's pretty wonderful, wouldn't you say?
So we totally agree. So therefore, an evil, horrendous, unspeakable act happens of somebody getting raped, which is very rare, resulting in pregnancy. Therefore, continuing that cycle of evil is not the right moral thing to do.
Apply that now to the self-defense argument. Someone breaks into your house, starts beating up your son. Are you not going to shoot them?
Hold on. It's not the same thing. Let me give you another argument, which is that if in that instance there was an innocent life, let me say this. If someone broke into my house,
okay,
and all of a sudden that person had a baby strapped to their chest,
yes,
I wouldn't shoot them. Would you?
No, because I think there's a certain utilitarian argument.
Okay, then we're agreeing.
But you said the word baby, not the word fetus.
What is the moral difference?
Are you familiar with the IUD contraception and how it can eliminate an embryo after conception?
Do you mean the copper IUD or you mean a traditional IUD? There's two types of IUDs.
The one that was brought up to you in the other Dean Winter's video, the one I did see.
Yeah, so again, so that was probably not... So copper, it kills almost all sperm. Mm-hmm. There is an IUD, but an IUD is not an abortifacient.
So you're pro-contraception?
Well, personally... Not really, but in society, of course, yes. I mean, again, these are personal decisions versus societal decisions. But I guess you said the question is of a fetus and a baby. What is the moral difference between the two?
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for going on a tangent, but I want to ask you philosophically, what separates you, the man, Charlie Kirk, from the animals?
We are the speaking beings.
Exactly. I could not agree more.
I know. I'm Aristotelian at my core. So.
Wonderful. So am I.
You're a robot.
however, if a being cannot speak, that does not mean they're no longer human.
No, exactly. Because I was actually going to clarify. Would you more say it's more rationality or some might even say experience?
It's more than that, though. I believe that there's a deeper level, though, that the soul is the outgrowth of your rationality.
But that has to be done practically, if I'm
well, so
right.
For example, this is actually flummoxing brain scientists right now. We don't know where consciousness is housed in
very
the brain.
Very true. Very
right?
true.
And so you know your stuff. We don't know where consciousness is. And
very
it's
true.
Driving neuroscientists crazy.
Cool.
When someone is considered brain dead,
yes.
The brain, it's an amazing story. An 11-year-old got in a horrific auto accident, mm-hmm. was called brain dead, and all of a sudden, a year later, she has a period. And you're like, wait, I thought she's brain dead. When we cut into someone who's brain dead in their arm, their adrenaline increases. Someone who's brain dead, if a loved one starts to go up to them and talk to them, their heart rate increases. So even though there might not be brain waves, there's something else that is able to communicate with the outside world beyond reason. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And I think it's a mystery of what that is. I think it's the soul.
But I would say it's action, wouldn't you? It's action and experience.
No.
Why not?
It's more than that. Well, let me think deeper about what you mean by that. Go further.
I mean that I truly don't believe a person is a person until they commit an action, until they have thoughts.
Isn't growing in the womb an action?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Isn't growing in the womb an action?
No.
But so let me ask a question. What action did my son have when he was born a minute old?
He starts crying.
Okay, so you consider that an action. So let me ask a question. When my son was 12 weeks old, he was kicking in his mother's, my wife's womb. Is that an action?
Sure.
That's what I just said.
Sure. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah, but
sure.
I literally you mentally got me.
Sure.
I was like, oh, maybe
sure.
I was
no,
wrong.
No, but so, you know.
I'm holding my hands up.
Let me go a step sure. further. When my daughter was in my wife's womb, around 25 weeks, would recognize my voice and push up against her stomach. Is that an action?
Sure. Absolutely.
So therefore, worthy of moral protection.
But if the mother's life is at risk,
which is again, let's be very clear, that is so incredibly rare, and abortion is never medically necessary to save a mother's life. There are other procedures outside of abortion that can save the mother's life. For example, if you're 26 weeks pregnant and your uterine wall ruptures, which is a serious thing,
yep.
they say abortion is the only solution. No, you can have the baby delivered by C-section, which is cesarean section, which is not an abortion.
Folks, your halls are decked with holly, and the sound of Andy Williams on the radio tells us to be of good cheer. But often, the joy of the season is lost in the hustle and bustle. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College produced a free online course on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Miracle. You're likely familiar with the story of old miser Ebenezer Scrooge and his three ghostly visitors. Scrooge famously refuses to be charitable in order to decrease the surplus population. But there's more to Scrooge, which is why we cheer for him year after year. In this free online course, you'll learn how Scrooge's frightening and enlightening encounters reveal the joy of Christmas. You can register today at charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. charlieforhillsdale.com. My friends, do treat yourself to Hillsdale's new free online course on A Christmas Carol. Sign up today by visiting charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. And on behalf of my friends at Hillsdale College, have a Merry Christmas.
Okay. May I ask you a question, if you don't mind?
Of course, yes.
Let's put this really, really dark thought away, right? The rape is a terrible thing to be around. And it's a tough conversation to have.
But it does happen. I am sorry. And but yes, 100%, you're right.
Absolutely. But let's just put that right here for a second. But if the woman was completely healthy, do you feel like she has the right, if she could healthily give the baby up, do you think that she has the right to kill that baby as well?
That is the woman's choice. I am a man. I cannot choose for her.
Now, can I ask you something? If, God forbid, you loved a woman and she was pregnant with your child, and you wanted this child with all of your heart, you dreamt about this child, and she has every right to walk into this building and remove your son away from you, you don't find that hurtful?
Not particularly, no, because it's her decision.
Okay, but again,
it's your child.
I just want to get back to
not till it's born.
So, but you said action determines moral worth. At what point does it become a human being?
After it exits the womb.
So, but again, all the actions in the womb, the kicking of all that's still not human. Even though it's human DNA, human experience, human heartbeat, human sure. brain waves.
There's this lovely lady who wants to speak real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, sure.
I just have a question for you. You said it's not your child until it's born. Does that mean you think it could be someone else's while it's in the womb and then it changes when it's born?
I do not wish to antagonize you, but I don't see how that's relevant. I'm so sorry.
But let me stay focused on him, if that's okay. I just want to make sure we're morally clear, though. In order for your line of thinking to be correct, you say you're a man, you don't have a right to say over it. Mm-hmm. Why does the mom have a right to say over the baby if it's not her DNA?
It
happens to be in her?
Because it is her body.
No, it's another body in her body.
No, it's her body.
Well, no, the baby's different DNA, though. So it's actually not her body. Because your DNA was not your mom's DNA. It's separate deoxyribonucleic acid. It's not a clone of the mom. It's an offspring of the mom.
But you
keep on saying it's her body. The baby is actually not her body. It's attached to her body through an umbilical cord.
So if the two entities are separate, then I can shoot a pregnant woman and the baby will be fine.
One is temporarily dependent on the other. No different than my one-year-old right now. If you came and killed all of us in our house, my baby would starve to death after 2 days, and no one would feed it. So how is that morally different? So why should one-year-olds get moral protection and 10-week-olds should not?
Because a one-year-old can't kill its own mother.
But remember, take that out of the equation. Say the mom's fine.
No, I'm not taking. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but like this the truth.
How many times do you think
birth is painful? Birth is one of the women scream and sweat and there is blood everywhere during a birth. It is not a nice thing.
Well, From my perspective, it seems to me that Satan has captivated your heart to the most beautiful thing a woman goes through is childbirth. If you asked my mom what was the best day of her life, is giving birth. That is your perspective. That is not a true perspective.
I think it is up to the woman whether childbirth is a good thing, because I'm not the one giving birth.
Right. Again, but just to close this out, we'll keep going in circles.
Yeah, sure.
The moral dimension that you and pro-aborts apply to the womb cannot be applied to any other realm of life. So is it okay for a mother to kill her one-week-old? Of course not, we would say.
What didn't you just say that this can't be applied to other aspects of life? But I began this argument by saying, if you needed a cure for something and a doctor denied it to you, that would be an immoral action. You agreed with me.
Yes, but obliterating a life is not a cure.
And also you said if she was fine, it's fine.
Not really? Okay.
Last question. Are you thankful your mom did not abort you?
Not particularly.
Oh, what? You wouldn't be alive.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course, please.
Are you happy? Do you have peace in your heart?
No, I don't.
Okay. And I feel for you, bro. I think the first step right now is to give you love and peace. And then you'll be able to understand where we're coming from. Because I love you, bro, and I'm so happy.
Thank you.
That
I love
here.
You too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for talking for a while, but can I close with one thing? Surely you guys think that the best thing for a child is to be raised in a loving home.
Yeah, amen.
So
the best things for a child is to give it life.
So you'd be okay with a child being in an abusive home where it gets hit every night?
Not okay, but hold on a second. Is life or death? We choose life. You do not give the excuse to the circumstances a reason to murder the being, period. End of story.
So to clarify, you're okay with a child growing up in an abusive home?
No, I'm not okay with it. I'm saying that if you were given a binary, if you were to say, Charlie, a kid is going to grow up in a tough environment, do you want to murder it now? Answer is no. And I'll ask the same question I asked earlier. If you had a baby, do you think it should be legal? If the doctor calls, hey, your son's going to have Down syndrome, should I be able to have an abortion based on that information?
It's the woman's choice.
I think that's eugenics. I think it's eugenics if all of a sudden you're terminating a being based on whether or not it doesn't have an IQ as high as yours.
That's conjecture. That same argument could be applied to a fetus that's a subject of rape. Like, it's the woman's choice regardless.
No, I know. You're correct, right. Woman's choice. No, you're right in the sense. Saying the woman's choice is the same moral paradigm of how we got to Nazi Germany. It's the same thing. It's dehumanizing language. It's that they're not human. They're not worthy of protection. It's just someone's choice. It doesn't matter if they're eliminated. They were going to have a bad life anyway. Let's just get rid of them. Where we have to make moral arguments is even if it's difficult, hard, painful, and there's a struggle, life is beautiful and life is worthy of protection.
Even in an abusive home?
Yes, even in tough environments. That's not an excuse for that at all.
Can I ask you something? Were you in an abusive home?
No, I was in a very loving home, but I care very deeply about women's rights and LGBTQ rights, which I believe are being threatened.
What is a woman?
I failed to see the question's relevance.
You said you care about women's rights. I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing. What is a woman?
A person who identifies as a woman.
Right, but so that one sec. That's not a definition. That's like saying a coffee cup is something that looks like a coffee cup. You have to give me an objective definition of a woman.
No, that's the first pre-step. Aristotle, a couch is a couch. We get to the first pre-step. You eventually ask, what is this, what is this, what is this? Fundamentally, your only answer can be, this is this. Or are you suggesting 2 + 2 = 5?
Well, no. I'm trying to say, how can one independently know they're looking at a woman? By what definition?
Yeah, you ask them, like a normal person.
Right, but what is the definition of that? Meaning, for example, a woman is an adult human female with XX chromosomes. That is an objective definition of what a woman is.
Words have multiple definitions, so I'll agree with you.
I'm sorry, what?
I said words have multiple definitions, so I will agree with you. Someone just said, no, they don't. The word set has about 8 different definitions to what it can mean.
Okay, but just to be clear, if anybody can be a woman or you say that as a woman, then therefore can I become a black person if I want to?
We're talking about gender, not race.
But well, hold on. The guy says no. But hold on. It's my truth if I want to be a black person. Why can't I be?
We're talking about gender, not race.
What's the difference?
But this is a red herring fallacy. We're talking about something entirely different.
No, it's not. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Got it. So what is the difference between gender and species? If I want to be a giraffe, can I be a giraffe? That's one of the classified genders now, is that I am two-spirit.
I think America is beautiful because it's a land of the free. It's where you choose who you want to be. So if you want to be that, it literally does not affect me. Go ahead. I could not care less.
They will affect you. It won't affect you right now. But the same way that you want to affect that baby in the womb because of the way you believe, it will grow and affect other homes. I think right now, just from speaking to you, I think that you have the heart to stand up for what's right.
Absolutely.
And I believe you. And I believe you when you said that you don't have any peace in your heart right now. I believe you. So what I'm saying is everybody here who's like, ooh, he got him, he got him, yeah. But remember, all of you guys who believe in Jesus stand here and mock But you guys were equally at one point lacking wisdom before God gave it to you guys. Yeah. So please don't, as a Christian, break and throw a stone. That's not how we should be representing Jesus.
I very much agree. I think arguing and shouting and screaming and blabber is getting us nowhere. I think intellectual conversation is getting us. So thank you dearly for what you just said.
But from my perspective right here, right now, I will stand up for the baby that cannot speak for itself. Because my God told me. So what I want to do, just closing this chapter out, is Please. On the way out, I really do. All of the people that chanted and booed, remember your God is watching you.
That
Pray for
lot.
This
Thank
gentleman,
you.
Because he just admitted to you he's with no peace. Give this man peace on the way out. Show him what Christians do, please, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Charlie, may I shake your hand?
Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that is gold. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments. Streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will help you with up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Charlie and George, first of all, George, I want to say what you're doing, like with your podcast, is so influential, not only for like me, but I see it for like all around the world. And for all of us conservatives that are here right now, the person standing right in front of us was living in a worldly view of life, and he changed his life for Jesus. And we have a lot of us here on campus at Arizona State right now that call themselves Christians, yet live in the way of the world. And there's something about being a Christian where you make space for him, you become like him, then you live like him. And when we have like people coming up here and being vulnerable and sharing it, and we're like spewing out, hey, we should love them. They're coming here with a vulnerable heart to like share what they're feeling. And the Constitution was built upon the founding fathers that were like 55 out of 56 were like Christian, right? And so I just hope and pray that those of us listening to this message today, go to his podcast, listen to it with like what he was talking about with Bryce Crawford. That was amazing.
I mean, his testimony
is like truly influential. Like it's insane.
Somebody's
willing to take his life and put their life into Jesus Christ to deny ourselves. But remember that this, I'm scared that after this, if we do lose this, like what's next for us? You know what I mean? As a country, because do we even really have swing states at that point? Like where do we fall under as a country?
Yeah, it's a similar question as before. It'd be really dark. So we got to win. It's gonna get really dark. We might not have a country.
And Charlie, like, say we win, right? Like, are you gonna be behind the Republican Party, or are you gonna be behind like DeSantis, or are you gonna be behind a Vivek? Like, how does this work later?
I have no idea. I'm gonna keep on running Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. And
I know he asked you this before. Like, would you ever consider? Nope. Okay, I didn't think you would.
I'm not running for anything.
But other than that, guys, like, I just pray that like one of us, not even one, that us as a nation, us as a country, would like fall under the grace of God, and that Jesus would have mercy for all of our hearts, even the ones that are hurting and searching, that you would be found today. And
thank you
that you put your faith in him, especially those like frat kid, whatever it is, guys. I used to live that life. I can't say I'm blameless. I'm certainly not, but I can say there's a better way. And just because it might be scary because the world or your brothers in your fraternity or your parents might see differently, you're going to have a savior and a father that's going to call you by name, and that's going to hold your hand the whole way through. So if you need this next step, just take a leap of faith today and go the next mile.
Thank you, man.
Amen.
All right. Disagreements, guys.
Thank you, bro.
You're a disagreement.
Yes. Okay. First of all, what's going on, Charlie? I'm a libertarian, so I sit very moderate, and I do lean more towards the conservative deals. But a lot of the people that are up here talking about where they're voting and they're pulling the religion. You said earlier that I have to have religion in my life to be peaceful, to be kind, and a lot of other things. A lot of other people said that. I'm agnostic. I don't necessarily believe that the way that Christians or any of the religions, but see, and that's the big problem that I have right there, is there's millions of religions, and every one of them are pounding on their chest that they're the correct religion. So I have an issue with any of the religions being correct. Is it plausible to be kind, peace-filled, happy, and everything without religion in my life? That's my first question.
Yes, but it's not possible to know what kind is without religion.
Tell me that. I disagree with that.
Well, what is good?
Well, good is everything. For example, I teach my children 100% to be considerate of other people at all times.
For sure. How do you know that's good?
I'm intelligent. I have a brain. Well, I don't need 10 commandments to tell me.
But where did you learn that?
I just learned it from people probably before me. I saw them do it. It has nothing to do with them being Christian.
Well, hold on. So let me tell you. In several African countries that are not Christian, and you guys can go on mission trips and see it for yourself. There would be unwanted children,
sure,
and they'll just leave babies by the fire and let them die.
That's not because they're not religious, though.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But for them, that's normal cultural practice.
Sure.
No one taught them otherwise.
Understood.
How
does that tail into religion? No,
well, but it's just normal for them.
Okay.
But then why is it that you think something's good and they don't? What's the difference?
I told you I've been taught. I'm an intellect.
Oh, exactly. Been taught by Christians.
No.
Yeah,
just by other people. Nobody in my family is religious either.
Hold on a second. Hold on. No. You live in a remnant of a Christian country that inherited these values.
I'm not disagreeing with that. That I don't disagree with.
Okay. No. But what I'm saying is what you think is not Christian is Western values that have trickled down through hundreds of years that you think is common sense that actually is a Christian tradition.
Sure. But is it possible that those can just be without religion? Is it possible as a society that we can come up with kindness and peace?
Show me an example.
Well, I'm not saying it's happened. Well, I'm saying, is it plausible?
My belief is that you cannot have a free and civil society without a culture that is either inherited or believes in the eternal being or in a transcendent moral order. It cannot exist.
Well, that I might agree with too, because again, I said I'm agnostic, not atheist. I do believe something did it.
For sure. No, okay. That's good. But again, this is less about, you know, Christianity, Buddhism, whatever. It's more about the idea that you have to submit that there's some truth and some appeal to goodness.
Sure.
That we look up to. The question is, what is that? And we believe and our argument is that that has been passed down through generations that originated as Christian ideals. Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't steal stuff just because you're bigger than them. Have respect for universal human equality. Yeah, there is a book I want
sense
you to
me.
It's not, though, actually.
Well, there's
a book by an agnostic by the name of Tom Holland.
Love to read it.
And it's called Dominion, where he's an agnostic and he says, you guys in the West have no idea that all of the things you consider to be common sense is an inheritance from Christianity.
Okay.
And I encourage you to read it.
I would love that. I had two questions. We talk about abortion here. We talk about pro-life and people. But why are we not talking about birth control? In other words, birth control is the problem, not the abortion. After, why are there men running around impregnating women with reckless abandon? Why aren't we talking about that instead of abortion? Well, why aren't we teaching men to quit impregnating women?
Well, two things. First of all,
oh my God, it's what's happening.
Well, hold on a second. We have, it actually hasn't worked.
So why don't we talk about that, though, again, instead of abortion?
First of all, because abortion has become a form of birth control in this
right,
country.
And it's not. Let's be honest.
I agree.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying that's bad. But number two, there's something missing where I would imagine here at Arizona State University you guys could get free contraceptives. Am I wrong?
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have abundant contraceptive use, and yet we have more abortions than ever.
Right.
So maybe it's a problem of behavior, and we should tell people, save yourself until marriage. Which is an unpopular belief.
That's one, right.
And it's a 100% guaranteed way to avoid such a circumstance, absent a terrible rape or something.
All right. That's all my questions.
Thank you.
See you. Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes.
Have a good
one, couple, yeah. Disagreements. Yeah.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again. It's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes it quite easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of natural ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try right now. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even a few days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. So don't mask your pain. Fight naturally with Relief Factor, ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, is this on? All right. I just want to start. My name's Mila, and I self-identify as an atheist, and I will admit I don't have the answers to everything, so I'm just here with an open mind just trying to figure out.
Let's go. Great mindset.
What's going on in this world? But the first question I had for you guys was, why do you believe that the Christian religion takes priority over other religions in this country when it comes to moral matters such as abortion or immigration?
Well, first of all, we don't argue from that context. We are using reason. We believe our reason is informed by revelation because this was founded as a Christian country. And it is the greatest country ever because of those ideals.
However, is there any ideas that bother you?
Yeah, actually the Christian ideals around abortion, because I personally have issues with other religions, like medical rules. For example, I think one that I could mention might be, I believe Jehovah's Witness does not allow blood transfusions. And I wonder why Christian beliefs should be made rules when if we made a Jehovah's Witness medical belief a rule, people would be outraged.
Yeah, but we're not arguing it even from a Christian standpoint. When I sat here with the young man from Britain, I used reason and rationality. And you agree murder should be wrong?
I would agree with that.
Okay. But if we believe murder should be wrong, then murder should be wrong for babies in the womb.
Well, I do wonder, based on a medical standpoint, life can be, has a lot of gray areas, right? Like if someone is in a vegetative state, they are technically alive, right? But
did you hear me address that earlier or not?
I did hear you, but I just wonder, does life take priority over quality every single time?
Yes. If not, you're a eugenicist. So for example, if I told you we can kill 30 million poor Americans right now and our life will get better, is it right to kill them?
No, I don't think that would be accurate. However, I have also heard a different hypothetical, and I would like your opinion on that one, actually. If there was a burning building, and in that building there is one alive one-year-old child.
Yeah, I've answered this many times. And then there's frozen embryos.
And
or
there's
what?
Frozen embryos, yeah. Well, again, I just, me personally, I've always wondered, assume that a child is a more valuable life because they have actual consciousness.
Only if you can guarantee the hypothetical is only applicable if you can guarantee the human embryos would then go to the next stage of development. But they're all human lives.
They're
equally human lives. Yes,
they're all equally human lives. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I
want to get to the next question though. I just want one last question.
Charlie, I got a good one.
No, last question for her, and I'll try to do two or three more, okay. which I think is important, which is, should it be illegal if a couple finds out that they're having a baby girl and they want a baby boy, should it be illegal to have an abortion based on that information?
Well, how would you know that was their reasoning?
We're saying that's the reasoning.
Well,
they're
again,
opening
so
up to
it's
it.
It's called sex selective abortion happens all the time.
No, I'm not saying I don't understand what you're saying. I'm just saying there's many cultural reasons that something happens, and whether or not we agree with it isn't our decision. Because if...
Is child sacrifice wrong?
Is child sacrifice wrong? Well, that's not my culture, so I would say no. But my culture isn't the only culture.
Well, no. Is child sacrifice objectively wrong?
I would say so. Yeah, I would agree.
So if you saw a bunch of cultures that were growing in America, and they're like, land of the free, we could do it. Conceive and kill. You're okay with this?
No, because the baby has to be born for a child sacrifice to happen.
Okay, fair. But say they are just, you know, in your heart, they're only getting her pregnant so they could kill it at 9 months, 8 months, 6 months.
Well, that would be illegal because there is laws against that. But at the same time, that's not my decision to make about other people's cultures. There's also cultures that are vegan, and they believe that killing animals is
wrong. I got to get the next question, but you're falling for the fallacy of that it's, I'm just going to let everyone decide. At some point, there will be a governing moral philosophy. There is no neutrality in morality. It does not exist. At some point, you need to have more morality when it comes to murder, when it comes to theft. There is no neutral space. You might have a neutral attitude as a human being, but society and civilization needs objective morality. Thank you. I want to get to a couple more questions before I wrap up.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.